Blog Talk Radio.
Ellen Nicholas Rathbone, professional sensuality consultant, here to share my expertise about one of my favorite products and the multiple orgasm, which is inherent from using this product, Benoit Orgasm and Benoit Balls. The Benoit Orgasm begins in the mind. Before I get into all of that, I just want to let you know that if you want to see this, hear this, know this again, visit again, because it's going to be a lot of information, and I really want you to be able to envision what I'm saying, because I really believe in my heart of hearts that every human being out there is potentially multi-orgasmic. For women, it's because of their G-spot and the Benoit balls affect it, and for men, it's because of his prostate and the anal love beads actually affect it. But tonight we're going to talk about Benoit Orgasm, which is for women. And it is a fantastic orgasm that actually begins in the mind. It builds its tension in the vaginal walls, and it explodes in an ejaculatory gush of fluid propelled by the strength of the PC muscle and the knowledge of the G-spot. Now, what makes a Benoit orgasm is the fact that you're using Benoit balls. A Benoit orgasm is a potentially multi-orgasmic orgasm, and yet it is multi-orgasmic orgasms can occur with many different tools, not just with Benoits. In fact, dare I say that if there are any women out there who have had orgasms in their sleep and were awakened because of an orgasm, and it didn't even have to be sexual thoughts and it didn't have to be touching yourself or anything. An orgasm that women have in their sleep is actually a G-spot orgasm. And it happens because, for whatever reason, your vagina does a series of quick successive Kegels and causes the tension that it needs so that it builds the tension and then you have to have the release. And so if you've had an orgasm in your sleep, ladies, you have actually had a Benoit orgasm. Now, once you actually consciously learn how to bring this kind of orgasm about, even when you're not sleeping, and it's involuntary, you can have as many as you want and as often as you want. It is seriously the most powerful physical expression of sexuality that the female body can produce. And it is especially empowering for the female when she realizes that this orgasm is inherent in her body. It's a gift, and it is accessed with knowledge, discipline, and self-love. You need to know where your G-spot is, you need to be able to stimulate it, and you need to take the time to exercise that part of your body so that it is toned. That's where the discipline and self-love comes in. So really, any woman who has a vagina has the potential to have a vaginal orgasm. And I say that because there are women with artificial vaginas for whatever body defect they were born with, you know, might have been something in their DNA that was missing. I met a few, so that's not a common thing, but that's why I clarify and say any woman who has a vagina can have one, a potential vaginal orgasm with Benoit balls, and it's just really a few practice sessions away, but you absolutely have to practice. So building up the strength necessary for a Benoit orgasm requires diligent practice of Kegel exercises. until you can do 5 minutes of them without stopping. And that's 5 minutes without the Benoit balls. A Kegel exercise is squeezing the PC muscle and then relaxing it to discover which is the correct muscle. And instead of squeezing the anus, you're squeezing the pelvic floor. You concentrate on which muscle it takes to stop the urine flow. So the next time you're peeing, stop the urine flow. And whatever muscles you sense yourself squeezing to stop it, those are the correct muscles to do when you have an empty bladder. Each time you have an empty bladder, anytime during the day, do your Kegel exercises. Now, you practice these Kegels either with or without Benoit balls just before you make love, and this will help to put your vagina in a very nicely excited state so that it's prepped and ready with adequate sexual tension for a Benoit orgasm. So that's how you can use your Benoits to have an orgasm with your partner. Never keep the Benoit balls inside of the vagina when you're making love. They are sort of a warm-up, and then you put them in for the 5-10 minutes you're in the shower, and then you let them fall out, and at that point you have excited the vagina to such a nice place that if the G-spot gets proper stimulation either from his finger or the penis, then you can have a Benoit orgasm. It's really important to understand that you have to practice doing 5 minutes of Kegel exercises every day for about 3 weeks without any weight resistance, without Benoit balls, without any kind of help. And you need to be really proficient at them. If you can't exercise your PC muscle to the beat, say, of one whole song, say about 3.5 minutes worth of music, every beat you do a Kegel exercise, then your vagina is really not strong enough to be able to hold the Benoit balls in. So get to that level, and you can get there very quickly. It's just a matter of including Kegel exercises every single day. So when you're able to do 300 Kegel exercises without stopping, test your vaginal strength by stopping the urine flow. And when you can stop the urine flow without any dribble, then you're ready to start using Benoit balls in pursuit of that vaginal Benoit orgasm. Now, if you're not able to stop the urine flow cleanly, like shutting off a faucet, you need to keep working on the exercise until you've reached that level of proficiency. You don't want to put the cart before the horse. You don't want to say, well, I'm going to use this, and then it's going to work, and then I'm going to prove that Benoit's work for me. No, Benoit's are not going to work for you unless you get to that level of proficiency. Now, by adding these relatively heavy little balls into an unexcited vagina, when you're ready to start using the Benoit, you're adding weight resistance to an isometric exercise. And you must stand or sit upright while using the Benoit balls, so gravity will eventually pull them down. Don't lie down with them in. Consider that if you're lying down, gravity will not be pulling them down and out, and there's really no point to having them in. So if you're lying down, gravity won't pull them down, and you won't have the resistance you need, because you need to feel them coming down. You won't have that resistance to squeeze against. So you must be sitting or standing upright. The balls should be placed about 1.5 inches up into the vagina against the front center wall. There's the G-spot. And if you put them 1.5 inches up, they'll be right up against it. So an unexcited vagina at the very beginning of your pursuit is collapsed and semi-dry. Then you start squeezing around the balls, and you're holding them in the place that 1.5 inches up that you originally put them. Now, at first, this is going to be pretty easy because your vagina is semi-dry and it's, you know, collapsed, and so there's a little bit of, hold to keeping them in. But after about 2 or 3 minutes of the squeezing exercise, the vagina becomes a little wetter, more moist, and relaxed, and so the balls will start to slip down and out. And don't use your fingers to keep them in. Use your PC muscle and really squeeze around them. Now, you can do a 4-second hold to hold them in and then relax a little bit and do another 4-second hold and relax, or you can do flutters, which is just one squeeze after another. But definitely work on using your muscles to squeeze from the bottom and to squeeze up. Now, when you're doing this exercise, you are building a lot of tension inside the vagina. And there's a lot of blood pumping into the walls, and there's a lot of blood pumping into the G-spot, which is on the front center wall. So if you're squeezing and these balls are actually pressing up against the G-spot and you're building this tension, you have to understand that at one point, tension has to give. You cannot build tension indefinitely. It has to explode at some point. So how much tension you've created will be determined by how long it took you or how long you could keep those Benoits in. Usually, all it takes is about 15, 20 minutes, and that's all the tension most women can take, and that's when the orgasm should happen. The explosion and the corresponding release that is inherent in the Benoit orgasm is so powerful. It's literally a flood of relief, because when a woman has a vaginal orgasm, that is when she actually ejaculates fluid. And it's not urine. It's the same ejaculatory fluid that men ejaculate, minus the sperm, because it's not scooping up any sperm from testicles or any of that. It's just coming straight from the G-spot, right out the urethra, and it was chemically tested, and it is the exact same stuff that he produces, minus the sperm. So men ejaculate, but their ejaculate has sperm, and women ejaculate, but their ejaculate does not have sperm. Okay? So, I mean, and some people are kind of like, gee, what? How can that be? Think about it. When we are all in utero, we all start off as a female. And then about 5 weeks into gestation, either that other X chromosome or the Y chromosome kicks in, and it becomes a male or it stays a female. And then the cell division starts to happen and the division of what kind of genitals it has. So then we determine whether it's going to be a male or a female. But all the parts are still there. Nothing, you know, either to a lesser or a greater degree. If you think about it, the woman's clitoris is nothing more than a little teeny tiny penis. And his penis, of course, the male penis is bigger because, you know, that's the design. But it's not like anything disappeared. His prostate, her G-spot, located in the exact same place of the body, and both produce the exact same fluid, except that his gets scooped up with sperm and goes through the penis, and hers doesn't scoop up any sperm and goes through the urethra. But when I say in the exact same area, I don't mean that in his vagina, he doesn't have a vagina, but along his rectal walls, about an inch and a half up from the bottom of the body, both men and women have a spot. And so for women tonight, we're talking about the G-spot, every woman has one. Now, the recent book, 50 Shades of Grey, there was a chapter where the author talked about Christian Grey giving his date, Anastasia Steele, a set of balls to put in. And she put them in the bathroom, and then she came out and she went to some kind of a dance that they were at. And the reason that's kind of a weird thing is because they could not have been Benoit balls. Because Benoit balls, especially if you went dancing, would fall out of the vagina within 15 minutes. If she was not concentrating, and she was even a virgin, which at that point she wasn't, but they would fall out because they're very, very heavy. So I investigated to figure out what kind of balls would Christian Grey have recommended to her, and I realized that they were these duotone orgasm balls. Now, duotone orgasm balls are a little similar, but they work on a different premise. They're not as hard to use as Benoit balls. So where a Benoit balls are about 3/4 inch wide and 2 ounces of concentrated heaviness, the orgasm duotone balls are 1 1/4 inches wide each, held together by a string. And they have another string on the outside, so it just kind of stays there, so you can just pull those orgasm balls down and out. And because they're so much wider and the weight within them is distributed much even, much more even between the vaginal walls, they are not something that would readily or easily slip out. So imagine you have a ball, and put your fingers in a round circle, and it's about the size of a small plum. And inside of that ball is another ball. And that ball is suspended in some kind of a gelatinous material. And so what you see on the outside is a plastic ball, but when you shake that plastic ball, you can feel the vibration of another ball within it. So if a woman puts these two, these orgasm duotone balls, inside the vagina, she could go dancing. And in fact, it's a good idea to move around a lot when you have them, because as they're in and you're moving around, they send out a nice vibration to the vaginal wall. So it was without too much effort on her part, just some dancing or moving around, she can actually get very, very stimulated and have quite an excited vagina. Now, can that actually give her a Benoit orgasm? Every woman is different. Some women, very, very sensitive, very toned vaginas, absolutely. Other women, not so much, but it would be a nice stimulation of the vagina nonetheless. Now, Benoit balls are a specific tool, and they are 24-karat gold-plated. But for people who are allergic to gold and yet need to use a tool that will help to strengthen their vaginal muscles, there are also feminine exercisers. The product, I have it on my website. It's on the Benoit balls page, and it's called a feminine exerciser. And it's made out of another material, which is very smooth and will not hold on to any kind of bacteria and rinses off quickly, just like this plastic here, except that each one of the parts to it are weighted. So to put that in, it would also be some work to keep it in the vagina, but it's also very easy to get them out because it extends from inside the vagina to outside of the vagina, and some people prefer that. But the bottom line is, to have a vaginal orgasm, you absolutely need to have a strong toned vagina. And if you want to have a Benoit orgasm, you absolutely need Benoit balls. Now, for a lot of people, women, they kind of focus on the clitoris as being the only part of the body that they're concerned with. It's on the outside of the body, and for so many women, it's considered the pleasure center, their pleasure center. And although this area is responsible for singular orgasms, the G-spot is responsible for multiple orgasms. So the clitoris, just like the penis, after it has an orgasm, a singular orgasm, it is so sensitive that to try to stimulate it once again is almost painfully uncomfortable. It's like, no, too intense, got to give it a break. And then by the time you finish giving it its break, you're both out of the mood, or you're going to wait for an hour or whatever. You're not going from one to another to another. But the G-spot is responsible for powerful, limitless, multiple orgasms above and beyond any other major erogenous zone. With a G-spot orgasm, you have one, and then within a couple of seconds, you have another, and then another a few seconds after that. And each one is more intense than the other, and it's not uncomfortable at all. In fact, it's rejuvenating. It's awesome. It's seriously the best thing that can happen to any woman's body. And I don't think that there's anything wrong with clitoral orgasm, and I don't want to make it sound like I'm casting aspersions on clitoral orgasms. I think all orgasms are great, but clitoral is singular and vaginal is multiple. Benoit orgasms are multiple. So why would anybody want to just settle for one? If you could have five of those bad boys in a row, why wouldn't you want to? So the Benoit balls are placed inside the vagina and they're squeezed. If you're doing just the exercise, just to keep your vagina in tone and to make sure that it is healthy and responsive and sensitive and toned enough so that when you go to have a vaginal orgasm, you can not only keep those balls in for 5 minutes, you can keep those balls in for 15 to 20 minutes. And by being able to work one little squeeze after another, after another, after another, you can bring yourself to the most magnificent sensation that your body can have. Now, any woman who has a normal vagina can have a vaginal orgasm with Benoit balls. But like anything beautiful worth having in life, this kind of orgasm usually is developed over time. You wouldn't expect to run a marathon if you never ran before. And if you've never strengthened or toned the vagina, you can't expect it to have the strength and the sensitivity and the tone necessary to build enough tension for the vaginal orgasm. So don't put the cart before the horse. These are baby steps to start with, but think of the magnificent reward at the end of your journey. And then think that once you get to that level of proficiency and tone, you can have that for the rest of your life, whether you have a partner or not. And you can have multiple orgasms with your lover. Because once you know where your G-spot is, and once you know how to squeeze it and to stimulate it so that it protrudes from the vaginal wall, you can find the position that suits it best. And a lot of women like the female superior because they can actually position the penis head up against their G-spot. I got to tell you, and this is the truth, this is the God's honest truth, and I know a lot of men are going to go, what? But it's true. You see, a lot of women don't have vaginal orgasms because once a guy gets in, he starts to bang the cervix like he thinks there's something happening up there. And there's really nothing happening up there. Most of the sensitivity in a woman's vagina is at the bottom third, you know, like from the opening up 1.5 inches. That's why a guy with a 2-inch penis could actually give a woman a phenomenal G-spot orgasm if he knows where the G-spot is and he keeps the head of the penis right on it. But a lot of guys, either they don't know it or they don't care. I don't know. And so when they go in, it's all about thrusting. And thrusting has its place, most definitely, and everybody enjoys good thrusting every now and again. But fellas, if you're going to help this woman have a vaginal orgasm because she's worked her muscles and they're toned and they're responsive and she knows exactly where her G-spot is and she has led you to it, it's an imperceptible move back and forth very, very gently over the protruding G-spot, which will help her squeeze around you and help her have a multiple G-spot orgasm. And I'm going to tell you, there's really nothing more rewarding than taking the top of your lady's head right off. It's just an incredibly delicious, satisfying experience, and every man who loves the woman he's with wants to be able to do that for her. So after you do that for her with the head, then enjoy your thrusting and have your orgasm any way you like. Remember, for the strengthening muscle alone, the exercise takes 5 minutes. 5 minutes of just doing the exercise without Benoit balls. Get into the habit of doing them every single day. One of my favorite times to exercise my PC muscle is when I'm driving. Every time I stop at a traffic light while I'm waiting, I do Kegel exercises. And everybody out there, men and women, should all get into the habit of doing Kegel exercises. It's a little bit of preventive medicine that is going to keep your genitals working, toned, sexually responsive. And for men, by doing Kegel exercises, it actually helps to give you more control over your ejaculate. And for women, it helps to increase the sensitivity and the blood flow, and it's just makes your whole pelvic area into an erogenous zone. It's such a win-win situation. Now, sometimes people have a problem finding the G-spot. Not all G-spots are exactly the same size. They're usually about the size of a dime, and they can swell to the size of a quarter. But just like anything else, not everybody is exactly the same. Some people are going to be a little smaller. Some people are going to be bigger. So if you're having difficulty finding the G-spot, there's a phenomenal product. It's a relatively new product out there, and it's called Ooh, That's It. And it's a G-spot stimulation cream. And it helps you to find your G-spot. There's a little find it guide included inside along with the cream itself. And you take a tiny little bit, about a pea-sized amount, put it on your finger, and then just put up to the knuckle, the first knuckle, and just put it on the front center wall. And instead of stimulating the entire vaginal wall, it will stimulate primarily just the G-spot. And you'll find yourself going, ooh, that's it, because it will help you to actually sense where inside the vagina is your G-spot. So you really don't need a lot, and you just put a little tiny bit in there, and it's absolutely phenomenal to help you locate your G-spot, so that if you, you know, you're exercising and you want to have a G-spot orgasm, you know exactly, you have the tone to do it because you're exercising, and you know exactly where the G-spot is. There are a couple of other fantastic ways to approach the G-spot. There's these sex sling, which are straps that fit around the ankles and around the back of her neck and help to hold the legs up so that penetration is exactly where it needs to be to hit the G-spot. And there's also quite a few vibrators out there. One in particular is the waterproof Slender G. We call it our magic wand, but it's an ultra-sleek G-spot stimulator with multi-speed, and it's also waterproof. So take it in the shower, in a hot tub, in the bathtub, wherever you want to spend a little quality time with yourself. This is something worth pursuing. If you want to take your sexual pleasure to a completely different level of appreciation, start doing regular Kegels today and do about 300 every single day. Just put Benoit balls back of your mind. Don't have them up in the front. Just the Kegels. And when you can get to 5 minutes worth of Kegels, or an equivalent 300 Kegels all in a row, then you are ready to take the next step. And I guarantee you, that if you take your body to that level of sensitivity and proficiency in doing your Kegel exercises, when you finally do use Benoit balls to bring that orgasm about, it will be worth every second that you invested in taking care of yourself. Plus, it is something you will have for the rest of your life. Continue to do the Kegel exercises, and you can have orgasms for the rest of your life just like that. You'll be capable of it because your body does what it needs to do and can do what it needs to do as long as you keep it strong and keep it toned. Now, it doesn't look like anybody's calling in tonight, and maybe I didn't give anybody a chance to call in, but next week I have as my guest a tantric goddess, and her name is Maya Ife. And I am so looking forward to all of the tips and techniques that this wonderful tantric goddess has to share with me and with you. So I really hope everybody will listen in and call in if you would like to, and ask Maya Ife questions about what is tantra, and how can we incorporate it into our lives to add a completely different, magnificent potential of pleasure. Remember to visit my website, www.yourpleasure.com, and it will take you to the larger website where you'll find all the information about Benoit orgasms, Benoit balls, feminine exercisers. All of it is there. Again, it has been my absolute pleasure to share your pleasure with you. And sorry nobody called, but maybe next week when I have that wonderful Maya Ife here. So in the meantime, keep doing your Kegels, take good care of yourself, and I'll talk to you again next week. Namaste.